From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ross Terrell. The St. Louis chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations has called on the University of Missouri to implement sensitivity training after a Muslim student filed a lawsuit alleging that a biology professor directed a slew of sexually suggestive and religiously offensive remarks at her. Chapter Executive Director Faizan Sayed on Wednesday called for mandatory cultural sensitivity training. University officials announced November mandatory diversity, inclusion, and equity training for all faculty, staff, and incoming students. Fatma Al-Waleed filed the lawsuit on November 30th, claiming that biology professor Michael Garcia directed offensive language and sexual comments toward her during the spring semester. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that an attorney for Garcia has said that his client denies the allegations. The nursing school at the University of Missouri has received $122,500 for diversity scholarships and programs. The Columbia, Missouri reports that the donation will create the Gregory and Diane Lynn Diversity in Nursing Program. It will offer scholarships to undergraduate minority students pursuing nursing degrees beginning in spring 2016. The program also will provide annual stipends to student ambassadors who serve as mentors and coaches for underrepresented minority nursing students. Gregory Lynn received his master's degree in nursing from MU in 1980 and said he hoped his gift would promote diversity in the nursing school. The University of Missouri system has appointed an associate dean to lead its diversity task force. The university said in a release today that David Mitchell, associate dean for academic affairs, will chair the university system's diversity, equity, and inclusion task force. Mitchell is also chair of the Missouri State Advisory Committee to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. Mitchell's appointment follows the November resignations of the university system's president and the chancellor of its Columbia campus amid student protests over complaints about racial issues. Mike Middleton, interim university system president, says Mitchell has a record of campus leadership and community involvement that will help the university system address the difficult issues that have so challenged our university. The task force will recommend possible revisions in university rules and policies. Members of a University of Missouri graduate student advocacy group are raising concerns about insurance recommendations. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the Forum on Graduate Rights Steering Committee said in a statement that the recommendations outlined in the panel's report will leave graduate students worse off than the university's current plan. Health insurance became an issue after the university gave graduate assistants 24-hour notice in August that they would no longer receive health insurance subsidies because of an IRS interpretation of the Affordable Care Act. The university rescinded that decision for this academic year after student and faculty backlash and created a task force to work on the issue. In a report, the task force outlined two options, creating a fellowship or increasing stipends, and suggests MU consider adding a middle-tier plan option. Ross Terrell, KBIA News, Columbia.